She totally owned it, that verdict from the wife of gold medal winning rower Emma Twigg. For Twigg, it was a long-fought battle to reach the podium. This is her fourth Olympics and her first medal. After taking a two-year break from the sport, she romped home. Emma's wife, Charlotte Twigg, was a wreck watching the race. I can't use bad words on the radio, but boy, that was off the charts, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, she was dominant from the start and continued the form that she had throughout the entire week. And I just encouraged her to obviously stay in her boat, and I think she's totally owned it today. It was amazing.
She smashed it out of the park.
Yeah, she did. She was, from the get-go. I think she just had total self-belief that she could do it, and she showed that. It was amazing.
Where were you watching?
So I've got a work wedding to go to this afternoon, so my whole all of my colleagues came to my house in Cambridge to watch it together, so they're all here now. But we're going to a wedding in about an hour, which is crazy, but it'll be an exciting celebration. It'll just be good to obviously be around people and celebrate. It's amazing. I can't quite believe it.
How were your nerves during the race?
Shocking. I just shake and can't do much during the race, and I probably don't relax until she crosses the finish line, but it's all part of it, and it was incredible to watch that.
Hey, before the medal, Charlotte, what was that hanging around her neck in the boat?
Yeah, so that's her wedding and engagement ring that she wraps around her neck because she shouldn't have it on her hand, obviously, when she's rowing, so I think she gave it a bit of a kiss at the end.
She sure did.
Yeah. Yeah, so, she's gorgeous.
What did it mean for you to sit and watch her, knowing everything she has been through to finally get here?
Yeah, I mean, this is the thing. It's been, a 20-year thing for her. She's dedicated a huge chunk of her life to this. And the, brave kind of courage that it took to come back after Rio and try again. And she's had her ups and downs over the last couple of years. And she said in her post-race interview as well with Mike, the coach, having an accident, like if the games weren't postponed, he may not have been in Japan last year. So it's just been, it's been a real roller coaster. And I just am so proud that she has backed herself and finally got what she has always dreamt about.
Yeah, so what did you say to her in those low times when she was deciding whether she wanted a bar of this sport anymore?
I think I sort of just give her space, to be honest, and I know that eventually she'll come round, and she just needs, the support around her, the people that she has around her, her coach Mike, as I said, her physiologist Caroline, her psych Quinny, and strength and conditioning Gus, like they are a team that pump her up. It's not just me. I think she just in those moments would just need a bit of time to come back to her purpose and why she's doing it and why she came back to the sport. And she came back because she knew she could do it and because she loves the privilege of being an athlete.
So, Charlotte, while we see one person in the boat, there's a lot of people in the boat with her.
Yeah, definitely. She's got a great team, a fantastic team around her.
And you've clearly never lost the faith?
No, never. And I think it wasn't until in the last sort of couple of months that I knew that she had the belief as well, which has just been so good to see because everybody else knew she could do it.
When will you get to see her?
So she goes in on a flight on Sunday and then she's in MIQ for 2 weeks. So I'll see her, I think, on the 16th of August.
Oh, that's a bit of a torturous wait, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a bit, but yeah, she'll be happy in MIQ, I'm sure, with a medal around her neck.
And that was Charlotte Twigg, Emma Twigg's wife.